Good morning. Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning for our first episode of Good Morning to the Leader in You. What is this talk show all about? It is a personal development talk show for leaders across the nation. Our show takes place every Monday and Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., a 30-minute powerful segment that you definitely want to join and participate and share with other leaders that's in your network. What are some of our goals from this show? We want to be able to offer topics that's going to stimulate the minds of every leader that joins the show. We want to be able to provoke leaders to the next step in their leadership journey, but also we want to provide a network of like-minded individuals to come together at one time to exchange tools, techniques for developing strategies for growth. So why do we call it Good Morning to the Leader in You? When we look at the term just good morning, it is an expression of good wishes on meeting with an individual, perhaps at morning time if you're going to a meeting, if you're going to a function, if you're going to an event. It is the part of the morning that we share goodwill one to another. When we just look at the word good, it means to benefit or an advantage, someone or something. So good morning is that period, that morning time is that period of the day between midnight and noon. And even as we begin and go into the meat part of our segment today, it is going to be very profound in how we're going to connect the dots in terms of us as growing as leaders, even on our leadership journey as we develop every day. So when we look at the term leader, what does that mean? It means the action of leading a group of people or an organization. So what type of leader are you? That's just a question I want to throw out there. What type of leader are you? We're going to dive more into the types of a leader in today's segment, but I want you to start allowing your brain to think on that. What type of leader are you? Now, when you break down the word you in the good morning to the leader in you, it is used to refer to a person or people that someone is addressing in a crowd, in a group, at a particular function. So good morning to the leader in you. To everyone that's listening to this episode, I say thank you. I say good morning. I say welcome to this network of leaders across the nation. As we go into growing as a leader, sometimes there is agitation along the way. And I like to say agitated to action. Have you ever been in that place? Have you ever been in that situation that you have felt agitated about situations or circumstances around you, and because of that agitation, it called you to action? You know, as we grow as leaders, sometimes if our life situations or circumstances in our community, in our business, in our life are comfortable, will we be called to action? Will we step out and execute our ideas, visions, and dreams if we're not agitated to action? Listen, we must continue to look into the direction of the mission that is before you and I to move forward to the next phase of our leadership journey. Don't get distracted. Distractions will come on your left, on your right, to what? Derail you. Now, think about it. When we are on a train, I'm pretty sure many of us have been on a train ride. If the conductor is not focused, we will what? We will get derailed. And it's the same thing when we're on our leadership journey. We cannot get derailed. Why? Think about it. The conductor has many passengers on that train. And it's the same thing with us as a leader. Someone is looking to you not to get derailed. Someone is looking to you for forward movement. Just as we, when we're on a train, we're looking to that conductor for what? Forward movement to what? Our destination. It's the same thing with us when we are a leader and we have people following us, because they are following us because they are assuming that we're going to end up in a predetermined destination. Just as if you were on a train, if you were going to what, New York, if you were going to Philly, if you were going to Atlanta, whatever that destination might be, we're putting our trust in what? The conductor, that we're going to do what? We're going to make it to our destination. So here's the question. We as leaders must already know what that destination is. I always say and encourage us as leaders to make sure we have at least a 10-year minimum vision board, a goal. You know, have it mapped out 10 years out where you are going to go, because here's the key. It's not just about you. You have individuals that's attached to that vision, that's attached to that mission, and as a leader, we have to think long-term so that individuals that's going to be with us, that's on that, what, train ride with us to get to that, what, destination, that they're going to be connected to us because they truly believe that we have a mapped out plan. Here's the thing. On that journey, sometimes it's going to be challenges. Sometimes it's going to be hurdles. Sometimes it's going to be situations that we didn't even see coming. It just came out of the blue. But here's the thing to everyone that's listening. You was not built to break. I'm going to say it again. You was not built to break. Tests will come, and why? Why is that? Tests come to test your endurance. What is endurance? How far can you go? What is your stamina? How passionate are you about that thing, that object, that plan, that program, that vision, that dream that you say you want to really see come to pass? How passionate are you? The test comes to test your endurance. Here's the thing. All the time, and energy that you have sown into that vision, into that model, into that business over the years was a what? It was an investment into your future. We have to make an investment into our future. We have to make an investment into our dream. And as we're making that investment, guess what? There are individuals that's watching us along the journey to what we're doing. Many times individuals have said to me over the years, you know, I know I may not have responded to a post you put online on social media or may have not attended an event. However, I have been watching you, and the number one thing that they say to me is that I have noticed that you are consistent. I've noticed that you are consistent in what you're doing. So understand that as you move forward in your leadership ability, understand and know that you are consistent. I want to take a moment right now just to share with you a little bit about who I am, the host of the show, Catherine Trotter. I have been in business for myself for 13 years now. I started a nonprofit organization in 2002 called House of New Beginnings, where it is an organization that works with youth in the community. The organization since then has grown into a coaching development program for youth, i.e., NB Youth Academy. And we're touching the lives of youth in the community. Our home base is in the Baltimore, Maryland area. However, we have spread it into D.C. and in Virginia. In 2013, we launched something called the Speak Life Tour by way of just simply having open mic nights, but now we are on a 9-state tour. So everything that I'm going to be talking about when we have these segments on Mondays and Wednesdays, good morning to the leader in you, I'm not going to talk about something that I haven't lived, that I have not been through, but I, too, have been in the trenches for 13 years building and developing not only my nonprofit organization, but also my consulting company. I launched that in 2005. So the two hats that I wear through each of those experiences, there's going to be many stories and situations that I'm going to share with you personally, things that I have been through, this to help someone else that will be listening to this show. The Speak Life Tour is an awesome tour. We are on a 9-state tour. January 31st, we launched the Baltimore show. In this past month, March 26th, we was in Washington, D.C. April 25th, we're going to be at Old Dominion University. Then in May, we're very excited because we're going to be in New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. July, we're going to be in Los Angeles, California. August, we're going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then Atlanta, Georgia. Now, none of these things are possible without a vision, which is going to bring me to the next phase. You have to have a vision in anything that you do. Now, when we started the journey of even putting together the tour, We had to create that roadmap. We had to create what it would look like. 2013, we was just in the Baltimore, Maryland area. 2014, we expanded to the DMV area. Now, 2015, a 9-state tour. So every year we are growing, growing by leaps and bounds. So here's the thing. Have a vision, but along with that vision, have a strategic plan. I'm also an author of a book that I launched August 2014 called Community Engagement, From Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. What are some things that I talk about in the book? We talk about how to write the plan. We talk about how to create your timeline. We talk about how to examine your assets, how to develop a strategic alliance, i.e., your network. We talk about how do you develop your team. How do you even implement or execute your strategy? How do you review? How do you look back at a 3-month period and examine to see what do you need to tweak, what do you need to improve? But step number 8 is the step that I love the most, which is the ripple effect. The ripple effect talks about how do you build your organization decade to decade, that it is a ripple effect, that it is growing on an ongoing basis, okay? Let's get back into the meat of the topic. That's just a little bit about me, your host. I am flat out excited to be hosting this show every Monday and Wednesday with other leaders across the nation. So when we think about as we build on our journey, we know that we have to have endurance. We know that we have to have energy. We have to have the stamina. We have to invest in our future. And when you invest in it, trust, it will bring a return better than what you have invested in. Sometimes when we're agitated to action, going back to that topic, sometimes we can get frustrated, we can get ruffled, we can be troubled, we can be annoyed, but sometimes there are seasons in our life that agitation is very necessary to action. You know what? In that season, when you're agitated to action, it tells you about who you are. It also tells you and it chooses you for that point in time. Sometimes your agitation chooses you to be the leader you're supposed to be in that particular season. So while we might be annoyed and troubled and frustrated, but that agitation, it reveals you who you are in that particular season. So my next question to you is, what season are you in? Are you in the growth season? Are you in the beginning season that you're agitated right now, but you're not really sure what you're specifically supposed to be doing? Or are you in the phase where you got it, you know who you are, you're in your phase, you're on your journey, and you're in that growth phase? On Wednesday, we're going to dive a little bit more into the season of a leader and what type of leadership are you. Wednesday, don't miss that episode. As a leader, here's what's so important. We must be an original. We must be unique. We must be a trendsetter. As a leader, don't try to fit in with the masses. Again, I will repeat. As a leader, don't try to fit in with the masses. And honestly, as a leader, it's going to be quite hard for you to fit in with the masses because you're going to stick out. It's just inevitable for that to take place. Here's the other thing. Oftentimes, we as leaders, we're going to take the road less traveled. But here is the kicker. It is worth it. I say again, it is worth it. There is a learning curve that we all must go through. So if you're going through phases of your leadership journey and you're not really sure what season you're on, make sure you plug in the Wednesday because we're going to help pick apart what season a leader goes through. But there's a learning curve when you're on your vision. Continue to stay the course. It is not an overnight process. I repeat, it is not an overnight process. But there will come a moment in time while building that your vision will become crystal clear for forward movement. Now, I want to take a moment to talk and to quote some leaders that you and I both know. And, you know, as we listen to these quotes, I'm just going to share my thoughts on each one. As we pick apart, as we dissect, as we look at each quote, John C. Maxwell, I know many of you, I really am fond of John C. Maxwell. I mean, he's a strong leader and everything that he does in his journey, in his company. There was a quote that I saw, and it said, "A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way." Now, what does that mean? That is a 3-part power-packed quote. I'm going to say it again. It says, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. Let's talk about know the way first. See, here's the thing. Just as the conductor on that train is taking you to a predetermined destination, if he never got on that train prior to that moment, if he never actually took that journey before he had any passengers, he wouldn't know the actual destination. He had to get on that train ride first when no one else was on there just to map out that journey, to go on that journey by him or herself to see where that end destination would be. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, as a leader, in order for us to lead, we have to go through that journey first. We have to go through some ups. We have to go through some downs. We have to go through building that business model and saying, you know what, the first rough draft didn't work. That model didn't work. I need to go back to the drawing board, and I need to figure this thing out again, and I need to go back, and I need to move forward on phase number two, because I went through phase number one, and I realized the process that wasn't conducive for my desired outcome, for my end vision. So as a leader, you have to know the way, and the only way to know the way is to go through the way. It's to actually be the first participant, right? Then it said, John T. Maxwell goes on to say, goes the way. Okay, you have to go through it. I'm such a firm believer, you can never ask anyone that is going with you on your leadership journey to do something that you are not willing to do yourself. You have to be willing to go through the trenches, to be in the trenches also, so that way when you're sharing or you're asking someone that's in your team to do something with you as you grow, they're willing to do it because they know you what? You went through the same thing. Now, the final piece that it said in that quote, it says, shows the way. Just as the conductor, he is taking us on a journey. The only way that's going to happen is if what happened. If he knew the way, if he went through it already, and now he's able to do what? Show us. That same thing like in my book where it talks about community engagement, step number 8, the ripple effect. The ripple effect is so profound as we grow our business model, as we grow our not-for-profit organization. In order for us to pass the baton, we have to know the way. We have to go through those experiences so now we can pass the baton and we can show someone else the way so it can continue with or without us. There's another quote by a gentleman named John Johnson that says, to succeed, one must be creative and persistent. See, there's a lot of, you know, energy flowing around, a lot of creative concepts flowing around, but you can't just have creative concepts. We have to be persistent. And when we look at the word being persistent, that is an action word. Persistent means we got to get up, get off the couch, and get into motion, get into action. So creative concepts coupled with persistency, because, again, you may not hit it out the park. We know we're coming into the baseball season, right? You may not hit that home run on your first try. But does that mean to stop? No. That means you have to do what? Get back on base and you got to try it again. And you got to continue to move forward until you see the desired outcome that you're looking for. There's another quote that says, the speed of the leader is the speed of the gang. Now, I absolutely love this quote. I'm going to say it again. And it's by Mary Kay Ash. The speed of the leader is the speed of the gang. So many times I hear individuals complain because their volunteers or their team members or board members or what have you are not moving, are not really, you know, at the pace that they want to be. Well, us as leaders, we need to then check our speed. How fast are we going? Not only that, are we giving clear, concise directives so the team can move forward at the speed in which you want them to go? So, again, we cannot get disgruntled about our team. And if we're the ones moving slow, we can't expect our team to move faster than we are moving faster. There's another quote by a gentleman named James Clark, and it says, strong convictions precede great actions. You know, how strongly do you even feel about your vision? So if we're trying to bring people into our model and say, hey, I want you to be a part of this project that I'm about to, you know, set off. I'm about to kick it off. Well, how strongly do you feel about the conviction? Because only a strong conviction precedes great actions. If you're not that passionate about it, it's not going to be seen. The evidence won't be there. Just like the previous quote talked about creation, creative ideas, being persistent, you're not going to be persistent if you're not strongly convicted about it. So I ask you again, what season are you in and what type of leader are you? And what is your conviction with what you're saying you want to do? Another quote by John C. Maxwell says, people buy into the leader before they buy into the vision, and that is a big one. So many times we want people to buy our product. Let's say we have a for-profit company and we have products, we have services, you know, that we're offering. Let's say at the end of a 30-day period, our quota of what we were trying to make just didn't make it. We didn't see the desired outcome. Why is that? Understand, even if you're selling product or if you have a service that you're selling, understand people want to connect with another person, not to a product, not to a thing. They want to connect to a person. When someone connects to a person, then yes, your productivity, I guarantee, will increase at the end of that 30-day cycle. There's a quote by John Quincy Adams, and it says, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. So my question to you is, who are you inspiring? Who in your circle or in your community, in your business, have you inspired that are excelling, even if they are excelling beyond you? So here's the thing, as a leader, sometimes we don't want people to excel past where we are, but a true leader wants people. That's a true testament of a leader. If we know that we have sown and we have built and have helped someone to get to a phase in their life, that's just like the greatest compliment that someone could ever have, if you know you had something to do with someone growing to a higher place. There's a quote by Nelson Mandela. It says, it is better to lead from behind and to put others in front, especially when you celebrate victory, when nice things are front line, when there's danger. Then people will appreciate your leadership. Now, that is a huge quote. Let me read it again. It is better to lead from behind and to put others in front, especially when you celebrate victory when nice things occur. You take the front line when there is danger. Then people will appreciate your leadership. Essentially, what I got from that quote is that it is always better to push other individuals in front so that way they will know that you, one, appreciate them also, but also, as a leader, we don't always have to showboat and say we are the leader. If you know who you are, you don't have to, you know, flaunt that. Be the leader. Be the leader. It's the essence of who you are that will really permeate throughout your whole being. Even if you are in a room, you don't have to go through everyone saying, I'm the leader, I'm the leader. If you just be who you are, those in the room, they will respect who you are. And then they will come to you in time of need, i.e., and I quote, in time of danger. Then they're going to look to you because they have the utmost respect of who you are because how you govern as a leader. And if you're not sure what type of leadership style you are, make sure you plug in on Wednesday because we're going to break that down. John F. Kennedy had a quote, and it said, leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. What does that mean? As a leader, you must always stay humble enough that you want to stay in a state that you're always learning. Never get to the place that you have arrived. Never get to the place that you can't take any more knowledge. It is a place in our life as every leader that we must be humble enough to learn so that way as we learn more, we're able to give more. So again, that quote says, leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. A quote by Steve Jobs, the founder, the visionary of Apple, he stated something that was profound, and it says, innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. I'm going to say it again. Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. Now, innovation is something that is created from nothing. Okay, the light bulb. Before the light bulb was created, no one thought of a light bulb until it was physically tangible. Even Apple, before Steve Jobs and his phenomenal team created it, I mean, it was a vision, it was a thought, it was in the mind, but no one could feel it, touch it, until it was evident. So as a leader, a lot of times we're going to have these innovative ideas that perhaps doesn't even exist right now. That is what distinguishes a leader and a follower. You have to be the one that's going to set the tone and fill the void in the marketplace with something that hasn't even been created yet. Yes, you. You are the one with that innovative concept. Yes, you may be sitting on it right now because you're saying, well, it doesn't exist. Who will even embrace this concept? Who will even receive it because it doesn't exist in the marketplace? Here's the thing.
Are you agitated enough to action? Are you in that space where, you know what, I need this of mine that I've had for a long time? There's another quote by Colin Powell, and it says, leadership is solving problems. The day soldiers stop bringing you their problems is the day you stop leading them. They have either lost confidence that you can help them or concluded you do not care. Either case is a failure of leadership. Again, that's by Colin Powell. Leadership is solving problems. Oftentimes, problems are going to be presented to you that comes with a package as a leader. George Carver says, where there is no vision, there is no hope. Roy Disney stated, when your values are clear to you, making decisions become easier. Henry Kissinger stated, the task of a leader is to get his people from where they are to where they have not been. Again, innovation. Where they are to where they have not been. You have a concept that has not yet been fulfilled. I say to every leader that's listening to this episode, it is time to step out. It is time to step out and fulfill that dream. Max Lucado said, a man who wants to lead the orchestra must turn his back on the crowd. What does that mean? Don't listen to the naysayers. As you step out, there's going to be a crowd of people saying, I've never heard of nothing like that. I've never even seen a concept like that. What product are you trying to invent? I've never seen it. Turn your back on the crowd and stay focused on the orchestra. When he had his team, that was his orchestra, so to speak, creating the Apple product. He had to turn his back on the naysayers, the crowd behind him that was saying, we've never seen anything like that. We don't even understand. We can't even visualize it, okay? John C. Maxwell stated, leaders must be close enough to relate to others, but far enough to motivate them. Understand that there is a slight edge that comes with your leadership. There's a slight edge difference that comes when you step out to lead. Jesse Jackson said, time is neutral and does not change things. With courage, initiative, leaders change things. So only having a concept doesn't change things. I think that statement is so profound. I'm going to say it again. It's by Jesse Jackson. Time is neutral and does not change things. So as you're looking at your clock right now, it's going tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. It's waiting for you to step up and take the initiative to be the leader that you are called to be the leader that you have been designed to be, right? Time is going to continue to go by, but the question is, will you step up, step out, and be the leader that you're called to be? Now, as we're coming to the close of the last 3 minutes of today, for the first episode, we want to thank everyone for joining in with us. We want to thank you because you did not have to take out your 30 minutes to join us on today to listen to Good Morning to the Leader in You. We hope that something that was said today was thought-provoking, that provoked you to want to be called to step out there and not allow time to be neutral, not to allow tick-tock continue to go by without stepping up and doing something. My question to you is, are you agitated enough to action? Are you agitated enough to step out there and to be what you're called to become? Are you agitated enough? Are you agitated? Are you agitated to step out there and say, I'm going to say yes to my dream? Again, where there is no vision, there is no. We want to thank you once again for being a part of us. Do not miss this coming Wednesday, part two. What type of leader are you and what season are you in for your leadership journey? Check us out again this Wednesday. Don't miss us this Wednesday, April the 8th, 9 a.m.